one of the reasons I like this is there was a video out there where this is the song they sang as they went to the guillotine. And very, very powerful, and I think we got to learn it. If you get my drift. Okay, so I missed something on volume 36, 26, 32, the top part is page 11. So my divine will wants to form its kingdom in the sacrifice of the creatures, surrounding itself in order to be secure, and by her sacrifice undo the human will and erect its own. And with this, the soul comes to form many coins of divine light before our divinity to buy back the kingdom of our divine will and to give it to the human generations. So again, this is our job with Louisa, to buy back the kingdom so that God can give this back to the human generations. Then he says, so therefore, do not be surprised at your long sacrifice or by what we have disposed and do in you, Louisa. And it's the same thing with us. The one thing we have to learn is to wait on the Lord. The one thing is to wait on the Lord. He's asking us to get ready. And like I said, you will hear Jesus. You will see Jesus. He will direct you. There's nothing to worry about that. But we have to attune our eyes and our ears in the divine will. Again, so he says, it was necessary to our divine will, nor should you be concerned because you do not see or hear in others the effects of your sacrifice. It is necessary that with your sacrifice, Louisa, you make the deed of purchase with our divinity. And once you have settled with God, the purchase is assured. So now the purchase is assured. The kingdom is going to be established. And in due time with certainty, the kingdom of the divine will shall have its life because the purchase of it was made by the sacrifice of the one Louisa who belongs to the human family. Again, that's another reason why we have to get to know Louisa. This is very, very essential. So the second part here on volume 32, 5:14, 33. Now, while I did this, always loving Jesus added, my little daughter Louisa, he says, of my volition, you must know, okay, this is a command from Jesus, that when I, God, manifest a good, a truth, it is the most certain sign that I, God, want to give that good or gift or one of my truths as property of the creature. So God wants us to possess this. So as we read, so this is why I'm saying, either Jesus said this or he didn't. I mean, that's, if he said this, and I believe he did with my whole heart, not only that, but all of Corrado, who's gone over the writings in the first part of Servant of God, they all say that she should be canonized. As a matter of fact, even when she was alive, she was known as a Luisa la Santa, the saint. So as you read this and as you enter into this gift and knowing that this is true, God has given to Louisa this gift as property. If this could not be, I would deceive Louisa. I would mislead Louisa. I would make Louisa lose time with 1,000 useless desires without the procession of the good that I have made known to Louisa. I, God, do not know how to deceive anyone, nor to do useless things. Rather, first I decide to give that good, and then I manifest the nature of that good. And while I manifest it, already I place the seed in the depth of the soul, so that the soul starts to feel the beginning of the new life of the good that I have made known to her. And the succession of my manifestations that I have made known to Louisa serve to make the seed germinate, to bedew it, and to water it in order to form the complete life of the gift that I want to give to Louisa, and the sign that the soul has accepted and welcomed the new divine life of the gift that I want to give her is that I continue to manifest the different qualities, the beauties, the prerogatives, the immense values that my gift possesses, and after I am certain that she already possesses the whole complete life of the gift that I, God, want to give her, then I let her know my aims, the labors that I have done in her, and the gifts that she already possesses. So again, that's what you see in this diary of the 36 volumes. This whole diary, Louisa had to put on paper for our benefit. So what's really wonderful, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice of what Jesus taught Louisa, we begin to possess this. See, this is what's so glorious. All that Jesus is asking is that he find the souls linked to Louisa that will say fiat. And then God does 100% of the work. That's what he did with Our Lady. Our Lady said fiat. The angel came to her before she gave her fiat and said, blessed are you among all women. You are the most blessed. Why? Because she already was living in the divine will. And then when she gave her fiat, then the incarnation took place. So our God is now saying to us the same thing. Give your fiat and I will do 100% of the work, as I did with my mother. So again, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God is going to do for those who love him. What God wants is he wants us to begin to live this life now. Not to wait until after we die. To live this life right now. Link to Louisa. Volume 32, 8, 13, 33. Now, my divine will is more than a divine painter. It never tires of giving new beauty, new sanctity, new science. And it remains waiting for an act done together with it in order to enrich it, in order to make itself known even more, and to make use of the divine brushes in order to elevate the soul to such a height and of rare beauty as to make the soul be admired by who knows how many generations, in a way that all shall call Louisa beautiful. Think about that. He has raised her to such a height, to such a rare beauty, as to make her be admired by who knows how many generations, and that everyone will call Louisa beautiful. Again, one can feel happy who has the good of looking at her, and all the new acts received by God in virtue of what has worked in my volition. And that's what they said when they dug up Louisa on July 3rd, 1963. When they dug her up, her body was whole and intact, as if she was sleeping. And when people looked at her, they said, why do we have this rare opportunity to see one so beautiful? And then, in a very short period of time, she turned into dust. But in that moment, when they opened the tomb, she was absolutely stunning. They said, absolutely beautiful, as if she was sleeping. Now, the reason I think that she went into dust is when the time comes, we're going to see her, as we read in the second paragraph today, young and beautiful. We're going to see her as the way God wants us to see her. As, you know, the little newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. See, God is, I mean, this is, think about the picture that we have of her when she was 18, probably 18, 19 years old. She's beautiful, but you can't see her face. It's pure light. And why would God allow that? Because Louisa's a mystery. Louisa's a secret. This is why most people don't know Louisa. It's a secret like Jesus in the tabernacle is a secret. Every Catholic church has the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. That which looks like bread, tastes like bread, is God Almighty, worthy to be worshipped and to be adored. And nobody's in the church. The greatest secret. Our Lady says, wear the scapula, pray the rosary. Another great secret. Where most people don't even call her our mother. You know, what God loves, he keeps hidden. Now, this great secret of Louisa is going to be shown to the world. I really do believe she is the miracle that's coming. You know, if it's true that God is going to reveal to the world his greatest and final miracle, what would be the greatest and final miracle that God could give to the world? And if you understand a little bit of the divine will, you're going to get a glimpse of what God is going to do. So it says very clearly, and one shall feel happy who has the good of looking at her and all the acts received by God in virtue of what she has worked in my holy divine will. They shall extol her, Louisa, singing Louisa's praises, and they shall make her known as the most beautiful work of my divine fiat. It's waiting to abase itself to living with the creature in its divine delirium is a sign that it wants to do great and are worthy of its creative powers, things with Louisa. Therefore, living together in my fiat is the greatest fortune and must be the delirium, the vehement passion and ambition of everyone. Living together in the divine will with God is the greatest fortune. This should be, you know, if you wanted to get a tattoo, get this tattoo. It must be the delirium, the vehement passion, and the ambition of everyone. I mean, if we get a glimpse of what this is, we want nothing less. After this, I felt inside of myself, outside of me, the murmuring sea of the divine fiat, and how sweet the gentle is its murmur. Its murmur murmurs and it speaks. It murmurs and it caresses its beloved creature. It murmurs and it kisses her, clasping her in his arms, and it tells her, I love you, and I ask for your love. See, it's mutual. God breathes in us his I love you, and we breathe out our I love you. It's this competition with God. You know, I love you, and I ask for your love. So, again, God is going to teach us to see love, to hear love, to smell love, to taste love, to touch love. That's why our senses were made. For the love of God. And this is what we're going to begin to experience. Like I said, you get close to Jesus in the divine will, and he will guide you. He will direct you. Anything that you begin to ask, God will answer you. When I was in Texas, one lady was sitting there questioning. No, in Pennsylvania, this one lady was questioning me, and to herself, she says, "If this is true, what did Padre Pio say?" And she's saying this, and I pointed to her and I said, "Padre Pio said this," and I'm just acting the way I do. It was nothing that I heard, but see, God wanted her to hear about this gift of the divine will, and. She says it floored her. She knew that this was true. Then when I was in Atlanta, this man, I'm talking about, you know, trusting God, believing God, hoping in God. And he said to himself, he's just about to raise his hand, what about my children? So he's just to raise his hand, and I said, don't worry about your children. God is going to take care of everything. Now, that's how the divine will works. We're nothing. I am nothing. Yet God is working. And the questions that you have, God will answer. They're guaranteed. So he says, when we're with Louisa, in the arms of Louisa, we're in the arms of God, because Louisa's in the arms of God, God says, I love you, and I ask for your love. So again, he wants us to begin to live this life. There is nothing more beautiful, more wonderful than an I love you being said by a volition so holy, and it asks in exchange the little love of the soul. And Louisa says, and I felt this divine murmur flow as life in all my being. Do you see how powerful this is? This is the thing. God wants us to participate in him. He doesn't want us to be separated from him. Anything that you pray for, anything that you ask, God is going to begin to speak to you. He's going to be able to speak to your heart. And it's not that you're hearing things or seeing things. It's this unity with God that God wants. He doesn't want you to be 1,000 miles away from him. He wants you to hear him. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, do you want to know what it means to do and to live in my divine will? To know where she finds herself, with whom she has something to do, what she can receive, not forgetting the good that she has received? These are all signs that the soul lives in my divine will, because to say that she lives in the divine will and does not know where to find the divine royal palace that leads itself to being her dwelling would be to not appreciate it, because things, people, places, when they do not know each other, they do not appreciate each other. So that's what's going to happen, especially this Lent, as you read. You're going to enter into this life with Jesus. And Jesus is going to enter in this life with you. And the distance between God and you is going to shrink to the point that He's thinking in your thinking. He's breathing in your breathing. He's walking in your walking. What you pray for is going to begin to happen. So to say, I live in the divine volition and not know it is absurd. And if the soul does not know it, it is not a reality, but a way of speaking. Well, the first thing that my divine will does is reveal itself, to make itself known to the soul who wants to live together with it. Therefore, knowing where the soul finds herself, the soul knows what she has to do with a volition so holy that it wants everything in order to give her everything. Everything. Everything of God. So the soul places herself in the act of receiving its divine sanctity, its divine light, and the soul places herself in the act of living of the goods of the one God whom she lives together with. See, there's no distance between God and you. When you receive Holy Communion, Jesus dwells in the Holy of Holy of your souls for that 15 minutes until the host dissolves. And I was talking to a priest in the Byzantine Church, and he told me that what they believe is this, that when you receive Jesus, Jesus is with you until you sin, not until the host dissolves. And I said, I like that a lot better than then the host dissolves, because it's to be with Jesus continuously. But that, again, that's why the Byzantines are going to embrace the divine will far more than we are, because their whole prayer life is be attentive, get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's really where they're very, very close to the spirituality of Louisa. Jesus says, the one whom she lives together with, because knowing it, she does not feel that she abases herself in her human will anymore. More so because it is not hers anymore. We don't want our human will anymore. And again, what is the human will? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, it's sin. We don't want that anymore. We want that nailed to the cross with Jesus. That becomes our divine mirror. We look at our life crucified with Jesus, never to be given back to us again. Again, the consequences of nailing our human will to the cross with Jesus is peace, joy, and happiness. That's why I say, as you read the volumes, you're filled with joy, you're filled with happiness, you're filled with that peace. When you're not reading, you're filled with misery. This knowledge of the creature requires the hearing in order to divinely hear it, the voice in order to divinely speak about it, the mind in order to divinely comprehend it, the trust in the divine way in order to ask for everything and to receive everything. There's no question. There's no doubt. What this is about, and this is what Jesus said, or Our Lady said to Louisa, I'm going to teach you a way of heaven and no longer a way of earth. The way of earth is, I please, 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 please. Oh, I hope, oh, please, please. That's not prayer in the divine will. The prayer in the divine will is a command. Jesus commanding in us to ask for everything and to receive everything. Again, as Catholics, we understand this. The priest commands, this is my body. And it happens. The priest says, I absolve you of your sins. And that's Jesus absolving the sins. See, as Catholics, we already understand this. And now Jesus wants to give an outpouring of this prayer, of this love. So therefore, you can ask for anything and receive everything. Everything. There's no limit. In fact, the soul does not ignore the goods that she possesses. Rather, she is all eyes. This is the book of Revelation. In order to watch over them and to thank the one God who abased itself so much to live with her. Again, Jesus has lowered himself to be our breath, our heartbeat, our step. Why? Because he, as St. Augustine says, God became man so what? Man could become God. God wants to breathe in us this gift so that we can possess what God possesses. Now, if someone will read these lines that I have made to you write and will not comprehend what is written and wondering shall take place in doubt a truth or so sacrosanct, and where the creature can reach by living together with my volition, it is a sign that that soul does not live with the divine will. So like I said before, if you have a question, a doubt, a worry, a fear, anxiety, God backs off. He says, I can't give this to you. See, the divine will is fiat. Let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. So again, as you enter into this gift, Jesus says basically very clearly, you can ask for anything and everything. I mean, this is what he wants. If you doubt, he says, you know, it shows that you don't possess this gift. Volume 33, 311, 34, the sign, if the soul lives in my divine will, is if all things, internal and external, are bearers of my divine will, because to say that I possess its life and do not feel it is impossible. See, again, like I said, your whole life is going to change. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity are gone. They're nailed to the cross of Jesus. Therefore, the soul will feel in it the heartbeat, the breath, in the blood that circulates in her veins, and the thoughts that forms in her mind, and the voice that gives life to her word, and so forth. So the internal act echoing the external makes my divine will found in the air that she breathes, in the water that she drinks, in the food that she takes, in the sun that gives her light. You know, the heat, in some, the eternal and external give each other a hand and form so many acts in order to form the life of my divine will in them. One act alone does not form life, but the continuous and repeated acts form life. So that's why we want to say to Jesus in the rounds, I love you, I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. We want to continually say that because this is our life. Our life is to adore God, to love God, to praise God. That's why we were created. God breathed into dirt his life, image and likeness. Why? So this dirt, this creature, can possess the life of God and give back to God all the I love yous that God has breathed into the soul. And that's what God, and that's what he's doing now with Louisa, and he really wants us to begin to possess this. Now, my daughter, the sign if the soul lives in my divine will is to love, is to operate, and even to suffer spontaneously. Force does not exist. My divine will that has her within itself communicates its spontaneity in her in order to have her with itself. It's love that runs its works that never cease. Otherwise, it would be annoying to have her in its womb of light without the characteristics of its spontaneous way. Rather, the creature is all eyes to look at my divine fiat because she does not want to remain behind. But she wants to run together in order to love with God's love, in order to find herself in God's works, so as to exchange it and to praise its power and creative magnificence. Therefore, run, Jesus said, always run, and let your soul without force plunge itself into my divine volition in order to cross together its ways loving and full strategies for love of souls. So here, God wants us to participate in him, participate in his divinity. Again, I love the saints, but they cannot even get close to this. What God is asking us to do is to begin to live his life, to begin to live Our Lady's life on earth as the saints possess Jesus and Mary's life in heaven. Again, the souls in heaven don't have bodies. St. Thomas Aquinas says we must have a soul and a body. That's why we're here. This is why we can do divine acts with Jesus, within, through, and for Jesus. He's the one that does it. We link ourselves with Louisa so this can be accomplished. My daughter, light, symbol of my divine volition, its nature is to expand as much as it can, and whatever it finds itself, it does not deny its light to anyone. Rather, they want it or they don't want it. See, it's either you want this gift or you don't want it. Either it's true or you don't believe it to be true. If you believe it to be true, then you have to sell everything for this. This is the pearl of great price. You have to sell everything if this is true. And this is why our God is offering this to us. But again, either you want it or you don't want it. At the most, this happens. The one who wants it uses the light and makes use of it to also do great works. On the other hand, the one who does not want it, it does not do any good, but he cannot deny that he has received the good of the light. Such is my divine will. More than light, it expands everywhere. It invests everything in everyone. And the sign that the soul possesses it is to feel the need, together with the divine will, of giving herself to everyone, to do good to everyone, and to run with her acts to everyone. And she would want to make so many Jesuses in order to give him to each soul. My divine will is for everyone, and I am the Jesus of everyone, and therefore, then I am content when the creature makes my divine will, my life hers, and she wants to give me to everyone. She is my joy. She is my continuous feast. So you see what God is expecting of us, to give ourselves to everyone, to do good for everyone, to run with our acts to everyone, to make so many Jesus to give to everyone Jesus' life is our life, and we want to give this life of Jesus to everyone. Jesus says, this, she is my joy. She is my continuous feast. So again, it's not to be good and holy and saintly. That's what the saints did. Now Jesus wants us to begin to live a life that has never been seen. It's to begin a life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, found in the newborn. And as we link ourselves to the newborn, we begin to live this life. Volume 36, 4, 25, 38. On the top of unleashing love, there's another sign that the soul lives in my divine will. This sign reigns inside the soul, the immutability never moving from good to evil. This can only be of God, a firm, constant character, hard to change in its action. The constancy that only a divine patience can have. Always to repeat an act without ever getting tired, never being bothered, never regretting. It is only of God. Only of God. This is the sign. Now the one who lives in our fiat feels in her immutability and invested by such firmness that she would never change her action, not for heaven, not for earth. She would rather die than stop doing and redoing what she does. Furthermore, everything she does with a firm heart without ever changing had its origin in God. So the soul feels God in her act, and in repeating it, the soul feels that that act flowing in her action animated by God himself. How can the soul ever stop doing what she started together with our Supreme Being? The soul would have to get out of our divine will to change action. Our divine will is unchanging in its works. It renders so whoever lives in it. So here you're seeing Luisa participating in God. And again, this is what God wants for us. He wants us to participate in him. He wants to allow us to begin to bring a divine love, a divine light, a divine life to everyone and to everything. This is why this is not holy. This is not good. This is not saintly. It is divine. Our God wants us to possess this gift. We have to understand this is what Catholic means. And again, we have to change our ways. We can't be part of the world. We have to begin to live as true Catholics. And Jesus says, the crowning of my church is this gift of the divine will. He wants to crown us with this gift. He wants to bestow this upon us. And all that he asks is that we want it. Volume 36, 8, 28, 38. My daughter, our divine love wants to reach the greatest excesses. It wants to save our arm, which is man, to put him back in order at any cost. And we shall be forced by our love to breathe over him again. See, that's what Jesus is doing as we read. He's breathing into us little by little. To cast away his enemies and ours. The devil's going to be gone. We shall cover him again with our divine love, letting the life of our majesty, sanctity, power, and wisdom enter into him. having our creature in this disorder that dishonors us so much, oh no, we shall triumph in mankind. And in the certain sign is that we are manifesting the wonders of our divine will, and as well as how to live in the divine will. So the certain sign is the book of heaven, manifesting the wonders, and how to live in the divine will, which is found in the book of heaven. If we didn't do so, our power would be altered, as if we were incapable of saving our work, our very arm. This cannot be. It would be as if we were not be able to do what we, triune God, want. No. Our love and our divine will shall conquer and shall triumph in everything. This is what's coming. If God is going to conquer and triumph in everything, the devil is going to be gone. What you see, again, in the world today, is Our Lady crushing the head of Lucifer with her heel. And the snake is going wild, trying to get out from under that heel. But she is slowly crushing his head. And at one point, kaput, it's over. It's dead. It's gone. See, this is, we have to understand the time we're living in. This is the most glorious time. Our God wants us to participate in this gift, wants us to live. A true life of God. And He has called us, He has asked us to be faithful and obedient Catholics so that He can reign in us. This is glorious. Volume 36, 11, 13, 38, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that when my fiat reigns in the soul, the divine will keeps its act in continuous operation. It cannot be present and not do something. It is life. And it must breathe, it must move, it must palpitate, it must make itself heard. It must have its primary operating act so that the creature feels its empire and follows its acts almost continuously in the divine will. See, this isn't human. This is the supernatural life that our God wants us to begin to live. Again, it's life. It must breathe. It must move. It must palpitate. It must make itself heard. It must have its primary operating act so that the soul feels God's empire. The soul follows God's acts almost continuously in this great gift of the divine will. That's what God is offering to us. Therefore, the continuation is a sure sign that one lives in it. With this continuation, the soul feels the need of divine breathing, divine motion, divine attitude. Therefore, if the soul stops his continuous acts, he feels as though he is missing life, motion, and everything else. Soon he restarts his continuous acts because he knows that it would cost too much to do otherwise. It would cost him divine life. And one who has possessed the divine life can hardly let go of it. See, God does not want us to let go of this life. And as you begin to possess it, there's nothing else that is important. You will find yourself reading the volumes than doing anything else. And that's a sure sign that the divine will is with you. Now, what is this action of the creature of the divine will? It is the sequence of my life, of my divine will in the soul. Because only my divine will has the virtue of being unceasing in its continuous acts. So again, Louisa possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. We begin to live God's life. He begins to breathe in our breathing. Otherwise, it could be said, so everyone and everything would remain as if paralyzed and with no life, but this cannot be. Now, the creature who does not possess by herself the virtue of operating continuously in the divine will, but when united to my divine will, she has the virtue, the strength, the will, and the love to do it. How much she can change things. Now, think about that. God is asking us to change the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated, and then you will transform the face of the earth through us. When united to the divine will, she has the virtue, the strength, the will, the love to do it. How much she can change things. See what God is expecting of us? In fact, the creature who lets herself be carried and possessed by the divine will can make such changes that she no longer recognizes herself. And even if she retains a distant memory of her past life, there is also another sign. When my divine will sees the soul being disposed, it first embalms her with her will, her pains, in the air of, with an air of peace, and then it forms its throne. So, again, God begins to possess the soul. Therefore, the one who lives in my divine will possesses a divine strength that is never extinguished, a divine love that does not love anybody but truly loves all in God. To how many sacrifices the soul exposes herself for everyone and for each one in particular. Poor daughter, she is the true martyr, the true victim of everyone. Oh, how many times in seeing her suffering, I, Jesus, look at Louisa with so much tenderness and compassion, and to cheer her up, and I say, my daughter, you receive my same destiny. Poor daughter, courage. Your Jesus loves you more. And in feeling more loved by me, the soul smiles in the sufferings and the abandonment, and abandons herself in my arms. So again, see, the whole reason for the divine will is to have the same destiny as Jesus. Okay? It's to allow God to reign in us. And as Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. See, this life that our God is asking us to do, and it's completely different what we learned, you know, as we grew up. It's begin to let Jesus reign in us to such a degree that he is Lord of every thought, every word, every deed. He begins to reign in us to begin the complete transformation of the face of the earth. My daughter, to experience, to possess what my divine will can do, creatures need to be inside of it. Otherwise, they won't understand a thing. So to be inside this gift is to read it, is to study it, and to put it into practice. This is what Jesus is asking. This is what Jesus is demanding of us. So we'll end there, and we'll pray the prayer, two prayers. The one we missed at Mass, and the prayer of consecration. So we'll do the prayer of consecration first, and then we'll do the prayer for the glorification of the servant God, Louisa Picaretta, second. And if we can kneel, it would be great. Prayer of consecration to the divine will. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it, to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I be nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It would be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever, and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the divine fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child, who will teach me to live and maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me, to form in me the life for the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously, and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. For the glorification of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, O august and most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of the holiness of your faithful servant, Luisa Picaretta. She lived, O Father, in your divine will, becoming under the action of the Holy Spirit, in conformity with your Son, obedient even to the death on the cross, victim and host pleasing to you, thus cooperating in the work of redemption of mankind. Her virtues of obedience, humility, supreme love for Christ and the Church lead us to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth, so that your glory may shine before all, and your kingdom of truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world. In the particular charisma of the fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. We appeal to her merits to obtain from you, O most holy Trinity, the particular grace for which we pray to you, with the intention to fulfill your divine will. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, Our Lady of America, Our Lady, Mother and Queen of the Holy Divine Will, Our Lady of Good Help, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, and may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. If you'd like to help Colleen, we'll get everything set up in here. Okay, thanks.